Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The reading serves as the basis for the message. People get nicknames for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's just to shorten their name. Timothy? But we call you Tim. My youngest daughter's name is Elizabeth. She doesn't even know that she has that name. We've called her Beth since her birth. Some people get a nickname for some quality or characteristic that they have. Call somebody Shorty, and you probably got a pretty good idea how tall that person is. Or call the person Red, could be because they've got red hair. In the Bible, people also develop nicknames, so to speak, or they get names. Last Sunday, we heard about Thomas, one of the disciples. He wasn't there on the very first Easter morning when Jesus appeared to the disciples the first time, and so the disciples go and they tell him, Thomas, we've seen the Lord. And he says, well, unless I touch his hand, put my hand in his side, I will never believe. So what name do we give Thomas? Doubting Thomas. A week later, he's with the disciples in that upper room. The doors are locked. They're afraid once again. What's going to happen to them? Jesus appears. He breathes on them. He says, peace be with you. And then he calls Thomas forward. He says, Thomas, come here. Look at my hand. Touch it. Put your hand in my side. Stop unbelieving and believe. We've given the wrong name to Thomas because what does he say? He says, my Lord and my God. He's not doubting Thomas. He was only doubting Thomas for 1 week. He's believing Thomas. He's confessing Thomas. We heard in the reading another person that gets a nickname, so to speak. Joseph, he's from Cyprus, and he gets the name Barnabas. It means son of encouragement. Barnabas is somebody that builds people up. He says the right word that's needed to somebody who's feeling down. He does something for somebody who's in need. Barnabas. It's a wonderful name. Encourager. Barnabas the encourager. I'd like to be called Barnabas. It'd be wonderful if all of us were. How did Barnabas get the Barnabas the encourager when he was Joseph of Cyprus? How did his name change? How did his life change? Well, in that reading, one verse stands out. It says, and with great power, the apostles were testifying to the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. That message, that testimony, that witness, that news of Jesus risen from the dead is a life changer. It's a name changer because of great power and great grace that comes through it. Joseph of Cyprus becomes Barnabas, the encourager. We don't know if Barnabas ever saw Jesus face to face like Thomas did, but it doesn't matter. Just that very message of Christ risen from the dead would have changed his life. And the same is true for us. Struggling with some sin or somehow you've messed up? Well, listen. Jesus is risen from the dead, and that's a name changer from sinner to forgiven, a life changer. You live in the forgiveness of the risen Christ. Are you doubting? Are you doubting God's love because of something that's happened in your life? Well, Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive and he comes and he changes you to be like Thomas, believing Thomas. Are you complaining and jealous because somebody's got something you don't have? Well, Jesus is risen from the dead, and he changes. He changes jealousy to generosity. Are you weak and heavy laden with a load of care? Well, Jesus, oh yes, our Jesus is risen from the dead. And what a life changer, because we can take it to him in prayer. Are you afraid? Afraid of what could happen to you? Afraid of losing a job? Afraid of getting sick? Afraid of losing someone you love? Well, Jesus is risen from the dead. And like those first disciples, he brings peace. Are you afraid to even think about your own death, about that grave, about a casket with you in it? Well, Jesus, he's risen from the dead, and so will you, just like Barnabas and everyone else who believes and confesses my Lord and my God with Thomas. How about this one? Are you kind of crabby and negative? Say it with me. Jesus is risen from the dead. That's a name changer. That's a life changer. And we too become Barnabas, the encourager. So what did Barnabas do? He had a field. We don't know how big the field was. We don't know if he had other fields. We don't know how much money he got for it. He just sold that field, and then he put the money at the feet of the apostles, and they used it for anybody who had need. And you know who that encouraged? Well, certainly encouraged the people who had need. Also had to encourage the people of that congregation, because something amazing happens in that church at that time. Those who had land or property, they realized that it really wasn't theirs to begin with. It was really the Lord's to use wisely, and so they sold it. They gave it. And it says there wasn't anybody who had any need. Whoa, amazing. And Barnabas helped make that happen as an encourager. So how would we be Barnabases? Barnabas knew how to build people up. He knew just the right words to say. He was generous for those in need. Right now we live in a culture of shame. Somebody does something wrong, sends out a tweet that has something that could be misunderstood in it, gets captured on video, and the next thing you know, it is all over the internet. It's all over social media. It's on Facebook. And the person is just shamed, tore down, taken apart, taken down. And so many people just seem to delight in that kind of negativity and shaming. We live in a time when people need words of encouragement. I brought a gift today. And in this gift are some words. You did excellent work on the assignment. Your care for your kids, your family, makes you beautiful. Your smile at work is wonderful to see. No, I won't help you bully her. I'm coming over to keep you company tonight. All right. Loser, no way. You're God's unique creation. One more. You are loved by Jesus. Words of encouragement. Barnabas spoke them. We can speak them too. It's not all Barnabas did, though. Barnabas also practiced some generosity for those in need. As the director of Vicarage and Deaconess Internships, I visit students. I was out visiting a student from the SMP program. Many of the students in that distance education program not only take a class online, but they also help out at church, and they also have full-time jobs. The student I visited has a upholstery and drapery workplace. Very high quality. So when I went to visit, he showed me where his little workplace was. He has about 17 workers at that time. And he took me and showed me each spot where they were working. And with each person, he said a word, a compliment, and you could see it in the work. It was just incredibly quality work. We were almost done meeting all the workers when we came up to one who was an older woman, worked part-time, and he asked how she was doing, and she said, not so good. Something was the matter with one of her teeth, and you could see her cheek was swollen. We finished the tour, and then the student and his wife says, we need to do something. So he went back to her and he says, I want you to go home and I want you to wait for a phone call from me. And then we went out to lunch, and while we were waiting for our food to come, he was on his phone. He called his own dentist. He arranged for her to have an appointment later that afternoon to be seen. And at the end of the conversation, he simply said, and I want you to put that bill on my account. And then he called her and told her where to be, at what time, and not to worry about the bill. He put his food away and his phone away, and the food came. Now, who was encouraged? Coulter? The woman was encouraged. Yes. You know who else was encouraged? Jim, the workers at that place. Every one of them knew about that, and they were just simply encouraged. You know who else was encouraged? Ken, I was encouraged. I got to watch it all play out in front of me. What an encouragement to see someone generous to someone in need. And I hope it was an encouragement to you as well. Jesus is a name changer. His resurrection is a life changer. We know Jesus by a variety of names. Savior, Good Shepherd, Redeemer, Reconciler, but today we've heard one more. He's a name changer. Jesus, risen from the dead, is a life changer. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding fill our hearts and our minds with that resurrection news of Jesus with power and grace. Amen.